Make an appointment with your Toyota dealer today and log on to toyota.com/owners for valuable service special coupons.
The countryside is overgrown. There's a lighthouse.
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner, sponsored by our good buddies over at Extreme Internet.
They're Extreme, and you know they bring you everything that's internet related.
If you're in a business and you have any kind of connectivity issues, these are the guys. We've been using them for
forever.
Just after electricity, I believe.
Yeah, you need electricity to be able to really use the internet.
Right.
It kind of runs on electricity, so.
Right.
Yeah, but like Kim was saying, if you're a business, you have connectivity issues. This is the most reliable place that's going to get you hooked up, and they got like support that's local and live, local and first.
Something
like KTAR,
that.
Huh?
Hey, before we go back to our show with the Geek Speak of the Week, this Dick and Mesa writes, Ken and Brandon, could you guys devote a program in the future on how not to get ripped off on
mail enhancement web
ads? Please inform us on the penile enlargement products that actually work and which products to stay away from. Some of those ads are just bogus.
That comes from Dick and Mesa.
Yeah, I don't think I want to touch that one, so to speak. Now, John, would you like to be the tester of these various products? Does it work? We could create a new segment. Does it work?
In this case, I have no experience in it whatsoever.
You're going to pass.
All right. So we're going to move on with that.
Hang on, Dick. For the most part, you can pretty much count on them. This is a non-medical opinion, but
I don't know!
Exactly. I think you can pretty much count on all of them being bogus, but that's just me. You know what, Dick? If you're listening, give Dr. Art a call at 1 o'clock, would you?
He'll know the answer to that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Shall we go to our Geek Speak of the Week?
I think we shall.
All righty. It's that time again, folks. We're going to tell you a little bit more about the computer verbiage that we all use in the computer world so that you can sound really hip and cool when you go to your next cocktail party. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is a spider.
Spider?
Spider.
There's a spider in my room.
Yes. Ooh. It's the web-walking part of a search engine that collects pages for indexing in the search engine's database. It's also known as a bot.
You know what I like is one of the most famous ones of these is called Slurp.
Slurp?
I like that.
Yeah? Whose is that?
Slurps the internet. It's a spider.
Whose spider is it?
I don't know. I don't care.
I think one of the best known spiders out there is Googlebot.
Uh-huh.
Which is Google's search spider.
Of course
spider.
It would be.
Yeah, search engine spider. And that's basically one of the many ways that you can get listed in the web. So, like, if somebody comes to the datadoctors.com website, it spiders through the hole, and we have thousands and thousands of pages of content. And then any links that link to other websites, that's how the spider continues on. It goes through our site, and then it jumps out onto the next link and follows that, and then follows that. It just keeps going.
And guess why they call it a spider?
Because it's got eight legs?
No, because... We're on this thing called the World Wide Web.
Get out.
Web.
It
Get
does
it
work.
Web.
All right. How
it's
about
it? It's not just a fad, my friends.
Really?
It's here to stay, I think.
It might have a future.
Yep.
Yeah. Web Attack's free download of the week. Our buddy Marco over at Web Attack has an awesome, spectacular site for free and low-cost software. It's called Web Attack. And we always feature a product on his site.
He runs it out of South Florida, that jerk.
I know. It's Marco. It's this week's free download of the week is Webmaster Password Generator. Hey!
Hey, that kind of is fitting, Ken.
Fits right in with the show's theme. It's a powerful and easy-to-use tool to generate lists of random passwords. So if you want to take our advice from earlier in the show and create very, very difficult-to-break passwords, then here's a program that'll help generate those passwords. It's helpful in picking passwords that are very uncommon. And there's a variety of criteria you can use. You can use this for just a few passwords, or if you're in the business, if you're a webmaster and you have to create thousands of them, this is a most deaf download to keep in your passwords.
I wonder who wrote that.
I don't know. Somebody very hip.
Yeah, right.
Could it have been Michael?
Could be.
Was it you, Michael?
That's a nod for those of you
it's
at
a
home
nod,
that
yes.
can't
yes,
hear
it
that.
It was me.
It was you. The most...
It's the most deaf.
Most deaf. Now,
which stands for
okay.
most definitely.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you got to give us the hip-hop to English translation for us old geezers out here.
Yeah.
Right.
Most
right.
definitely.
Most deaf.
Thank you so much for your input.
Yes. So, since we're talking about that, Michael, is it true then that most of hip-hop vernacular has mostly to do with not saying the whole word.
Correct.
So that's why J-Lo is Jennifer Lopez is J-Lo.
Everything's cut like
you
off,
real.
I'm
you real.
I'm coming up. Or something. Oh, that's really old too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Shall we go back? But everything old someday is new again. So
shall we go back to the phones?
I think Paul in Phoenix has been patient for about, 40 minutes or so, hanging out there wanting to know how can he install Windows 95 on a laptop when he doesn't have a CD-ROM drive in it. Paul.
Yes.
Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you.
You're going to have to explain to us, first of all, why you're even doing this.
Okay, I've got a laptop that I just bought. It's a Pentium 150 compact, 150, and it came with a docking station, and the docking station has to have proprietary CD-ROM for it, and it didn't come with that. And it only comes with, like, parallel serial, no USB.
Okay, let's ask the question here. When you get Windows 95 loaded on this thing that has no ability to interface with anything, what are you going to do with it?
I've got Office, the older version of Office. I've got Windows 95, and someone wants a computer just for doing word processing.
So you bought a used laptop, and you're going to do your best to make it function. So it didn't come with any kind of operating system?
It said no operating system, and I formatted it, got it to a C prompt, and that's as far as I got it. I loaded the system format /F, I got that loaded.
The easiest way, if it was me, what I would do, and I probably would probably not even do it, but, you know, if you want to know how you can do this, the easiest way, and it's going to get a little technical, but basically you open up the laptop, and you might need some special tools to do that. You take out the laptop's hard drive. You can go down to your favorite electronics retailer and buy something that lets you basically adapt a laptop drive to regular hard drive.
I'm at the biggest electronics store.
Well, hang on here.
And once you do this, then you'd hook it up to your regular computer, copy the CD, and then install. But, you know, after that, then you're going to have to do the same thing to install Office and anything else you ever want to do.
Hang on. This is not the easiest way. This is certainly not the easiest way.
Well, the shotgun would be the easiest way.
In fact, my friend.
Yes?
Yes.
This whole thing reminds me of a great line I heard last night. Joe Garagiola Sr.
Oh, no.
I got to give him credit for this.
All right.
He said this last night on the Diamondbacks broadcast, and I thought, you know, that's a perfect line for just about all of the things that go on this show. You're searching for a gas leak with a match.
All right.
Well, it's dark in here. I can't see.
Kaboom. I mean, does that not, like, visually just... He's just doing this thing. Here's a couple things, Paul. Windows 95 actually did come on the floppy disk version.
Right.
Okay, so
and
obviously,
I got rid of those.
If you could find there's used stuff all over the place.
eBay.
You could certainly do it that way, but of course, be ready for a very, very long, I believe it was 33
right.
Disks.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And the Office was like 21 disks for it.
The other option is you could buy something called a backpack CD-ROM
right.
that plugs into your parallel port, but those are, you know, marginal at best the way they work, and
you can also have, if you can find an older version of what's called LapLink, you could actually hook this machine to another machine and copy files across the parallel ports, which would be excruciatingly slow.
But you'd need
slow.
A DOS version of that, because, of course, the Windows version isn't going to happen when you don't have Windows.
So right. you're basically, you got your matches out, I hope. you're in for some fun here, pal.
Yeah.
I mean, this would, with all the resources we have at our facilities, this would not be an easy thing to do.
Okay.
well, easy for me. Sure.
Well, I mean, it's not. Well, I shouldn't say it's not. It's not difficult for us, but it's not. It's going to be time consuming no matter what you do because you're dealing with all these things. How big is this hard drive?
It's a 2 gig.
Boy, you're going to run out of space quick.
Well, no, with Windows 95
and
Office.
That's why I'm going to Windows 98. I figured Windows 95. I've got about 4 copies of that.
Let me ask you something, Paul.
Yes.
This compact laptop that you bought.
Yes.
How much? Just
$50.
$50?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
And you're willing to spend $500 worth of grief to get this thing going?
Not that much time.
Well, in time, not in money.
Yeah, just in time. Yeah. You are the classic, I'd rather spend the time than the money guy.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
a learning experience.
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah,
the option I gave you is going to be probably the quickest way to get
backpack.
From where you're at. No, well, the backpack, if you can find one, great. Otherwise, like I said, you can yank out that drive and, you know, through some special adapters, get it hooked up to a regular computer,
okay.
Copy the
CD on. I
think I know
on. Which one you're talking about. It goes from a regular ATA to a PC, what is it, not PCMCIA, but
they just call it a
little adapter. Right,
yes,
I know which one you're talking about.
It'll be called a laptop to IDE adapter or something like that.
Okay.
Well, and there's also a PC card interface. There's so many different ways to go on this thing, but the problem is you don't have a working operating system. So a lot of the normal options for the average layperson, I wouldn't. And since we're boring the heck out of the world, we're going to let you go, Paul. Good luck. So if you're searching for a gas leak with a match, call us at 602-277-5827. John, is that not one of the greatest lines you've ever heard?
Absolutely.
Are you going to use that now on a regular basis when people call in?
Yes.
Well, sir, you're searching for a gas leak with a match.
I'm gonna switch it up so I don't have to give Joe any credit.
Why?
With a candle.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's really good. Anyway, we got Carl, Mickey, George, and a couple others hanging out there at 602-277-5827. Of course, more of your calls and questions coming up when we come back.